the previous cluster. I just wanted to respond to one of the questions that was asked, to wit, how is the DRC as a state ensuring that parity is achieved and that we genuinely achieve it? By way of response, I would say that the process towards, the drive towards parity in every state, this doesn't hold true for the DRC, is closely tied to the existence of legal instruments. I spoke earlier about the Women, Peace and Security agenda, and in our response to that agenda in the DRC, we're addressing the participation pillar. Under that heading, the DRC is making huge strides in order to ensure that in terms of participation, which is a key part of the third generation National Action Plan and has the largest budget in that third generation National Action Plan, but we're taking steps under this pillar of participation to ensure women's progress and empowerment, focusing in, for example, on awareness raising amongst women, including at the grassroots level, not just at the national level, but we go to meet with women in the grassroots level in local communities to raise awareness about Resolution 1325, its provisions, its content, what it could mean for them. And I think that through endeavors such as that one, the DRC is making laudable efforts to promote women's participation politically speaking.